63% of founders say their best leads still come from social media. But here's the part nobody wants to talk about. Those leads live on someone else's land, and the landlord just changed the rules again. I am Nick Gaske from Pod Bros Media, and today we are talking about something that should keep every founder up at night: platform dependency, the silent killer of founder-led growth. Let me paint the picture. You spent 2 years building an audience on LinkedIn. You post every day. You engage in the comments. You get DMs from prospects. Your pipeline looks healthy. Then LinkedIn changes its algorithm. Your reach drops 40% overnight. Your inbound dries up. And you realize something terrifying. You do not own a single one of those relationships. This is not hypothetical. It happened in early 2026 when LinkedIn deprioritized external links and long-form text posts in favor of their native video push. It happened on X when they boosted premium subscriber content over organic reach, making it nearly impossible for free-tier users to get traction. It happened on Instagram when they shifted to recommended content over follower feeds. Every single time, founders who bet their entire growth strategy on one platform got hammered. And the worst part? Most founders do not even realize they are trapped until it is too late. They look at their monthly analytics and see a slow decline, but they chalk it up to seasonality or content fatigue. They do not realize that the platform itself has decided they are no longer a priority. Here is why this matters more now than ever before. Two words: AI search. When someone asks ChatGPT or Perplexity or Gemini for a recommendation for a marketing consultant or a SaaS advisor or a business coach, the AI looks for depth. It looks for original content. It looks for audio and video that proves you actually know what you are talking about. A LinkedIn post with 200 likes does not carry the same weight as a podcast episode where you walk through a real client problem for 30 minutes. Think about that for a second. The platforms that used to be your megaphone are now competing with the very AI tools that could be sending you clients. And the AI tools do not care about your follower count. They do not care about your engagement rate. They care about your content depth. They care about whether you have demonstrated real expertise in a format that can be indexed, referenced, and recommended. Let me give you a concrete example. Two founders in the same space. One has 50,000 LinkedIn followers and posts text threads 3 times a week. The other has a podcast with 40 episodes, each one diving deep into a specific client challenge. When an AI search tool is asked to recommend an expert, which one wins? The podcaster, every time. Because the AI can surface specific episodes that match the query. It can quote them. It can link to them. The LinkedIn poster has nothing that an AI can grab and recommend with confidence. Now here's the uncomfortable truth. Most founders are spending 80% of their content time on rented land and 20% on owned land, if that. They should be flipping that ratio. So what does owning your audience actually look like? First, it means having a podcast. A podcast gives you long-form content that lives on your website and gets indexed by search engines. Second, it means having an RSS feed that distributes your content to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and every other platform without asking for permission. Third, it means having a content library, a body of work that AI tools can discover, quote, and recommend. When you publish a podcast episode, you create a piece of content that cannot be buried by an algorithm change. It is indexed by Google. It is picked up by AI. It lives on your terms. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Podcasting sounds great, but I do not have the time. I do not have the equipment. I do not even know where to start. I hear that all the time from founders here in Scottsdale and across the country. And that is literally why we built Pod Bros Media. We handle everything: studio recording, professional editing, distribution, show notes, social clips, the whole system. You show up, talk about what you know, and we turn it into a branded media machine that works for you around the clock. Here's what I want you to take away from this. Social platforms are rented land. Podcasts are owned land. When you build your authority on owned land, no algorithm change can take it away. No platform pivot can make you invisible overnight. You become the expert that AI tools recommend because you have the content depth they are looking for. And that depth compounds over time. Every episode you record makes you harder to replace. Every episode makes the AI more likely to point to you instead of your competitor. If you are a founder who is tired of dancing for algorithms and ready to build something you actually own, head to podbrosmedia.com/free-session. We will set you up with a complimentary recording session at our Scottsdale studio at 7555 East Osborne Road. You will walk out with real content and a clear plan to own your audience for good. No strings attached. I am Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook.